This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Over the past decade, give or take, there's been a relative boom in retail stock trading, individual people buying and selling shares. The moms and pops, right? You've heard about them? Retail's gone from about 10% overall market volume to about 20% today. And a lot of that growth has been driven by the rise of no-commission stock trading. Robinhood and Schwab, which is a marketplace underwriter, I should say, are some of the names you probably know. But by now, a whole lot of brokerages have dropped commissions on stock trades, which sounds like good news for those retail investors, yes. But the chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission and some others say that might not be such a good thing after all, Marketplace's Justin Ho reports.
When brokers offer commission-free trading, what they're really saying is that retail customers won't be paying the commission.
Even though the trade is commission-free, that doesn't mean that the trade is actually free.
That's Karen Cavanaugh, Chief Investment Officer of Carolina's Wealth Management. Instead, she says, brokerages are getting someone else to pay.
And that's where the market makers come into play.
Market makers are big companies you might not have heard of. They basically serve as stock wholesalers, ensuring that when someone wants to buy a stock, they can from someone else who wants to sell it. To understand the way this works, let's use an analogy, a supermarket. If I'm headed there to buy, say, frozen pizza rolls, I expect that the store has worked with the pizza roll wholesaler to ensure the pizza rolls I want are there, sitting in the frozen section, so I can throw them in my cart and buy them. That's kind of the way the stock market works, too. The brokerage, or the grocery store, lets me buy the pizza rolls by connecting me directly with the wholesaler. Jonathan Macy is a professor at Yale Law School.
The broker will route the trade to a market maker who will actually do the physical execution of the trade.
And earn a few pennies for every trade. Jim Angel is a finance professor at Georgetown.
The business model of the market makers is not to make a killing on any given trade. It's to slice off a tiny fraction of a penny each time. But if you're doing that on a billion shares a day, it adds up.
To make more money, the pizza roll wholesaler needs to increase its sales volume. So it makes an offer to the retailer.
The market maker's going, hey, I know I can make money on those orders. And as a matter of fact, I can share some of that with the brokers.
In other words, the pizza roll wholesaler pays the supermarket a little bit for every pizza roll I buy. This is how retail brokers have been able to offer commission-free trading. Thing is, if the supermarket is getting paid basically a referral fee every time it works with the same wholesaler, what happens if another wholesaler has a lower price for pizza rolls? In other words, Angel says, does the broker have the retail trader's best interests in mind?
Is the broker working for you, or is the broker working for whoever pays them the most for the order?
Part of SEC Chair Gary Gensler's concern is whether the market maker wholesalers should be paying retail brokers. Thomas Ernst is a finance professor at the University of Maryland.
Instead of paying your broker to send your order to them, why don't they just give Robinhood customers better prices?
Regulators in the UK and Canada have prohibited wholesale market makers from paying retail brokers. If that were to happen here, Ernst says brokerages would have to change their commission-free business model.
Their employees are not volunteers. Their computer systems cost money to run. So they would have to find some other source of revenue, like going back to charging commissions.
SEC Chair Gensler has suggested a system of open, transparent auctions where wholesalers bid against each other. The goal is to help retail investors know that they're getting the best price for a stock. But so far, the commission hasn't proposed any changes yet. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.